Is there a glitch in one of the playlists? I'm Joseph. This is Input English. The Input English channel provides comprehensible input for English language learners. Comprehensible input is a great way to improve your listening comprehension and your speaking ability. If you need more information about comprehensible input, I have a lot of videos that explain it in detail. So I began with the question, is there a glitch in one of the playlists? Well, let's start with the basics. What's a glitch? You may recall that I have referred to English as a mess, a beautiful mess, but it's a very complex language, and there's a reason. There's no oversight body that makes rules about how the English language evolves. It evolves organically. It evolves naturally. Other languages around the world frequently have a governing body. Frequently, there is a board of scholars that makes decisions about what is right and what is wrong. In English, we don't have such a thing. As close as we can get to that is probably the Oxford English Dictionary. And really, they don't have a great deal of authority, they have influence. English has a lot of words that we have borrowed from other languages around the world. You may be aware that we got the word pajama from Hindi. That's based on history, because the British were in India for a long time during its colonial period, and they picked up words like pajama. It became part of English. You might say, well, I don't need to learn a bunch of foreign words. I'm here to learn English. No, pajama is an English word. It originated in Hindi, but it's very much mainstream English now. The word glitch has an even more interesting story. The word glitch came from Yiddish. There are a lot of words in English that originated with Yiddish. My understanding is that glitch means slip or slide in Yiddish. In the United States during the 1940s, the word glitch was used in radio. It was used behind the scenes by people working in the radio industry. It was used to describe an on-air mistake or slip-up. Now, there is a nexus between radio and engineering, because radio has a lot of engineering involved. So it appears that that word glitch, which was used in the radio industry, got picked up in the engineering community. It found its way to NASA, the U.S. space program. Now, in an engineering usage, specifically electrical engineering, a glitch was a voltage spike or a transient voltage change, an electrical anomaly. As time went on, computer science became more and more important, and certainly there is a nexus between engineering and computer sciences. So in computer science, there is a term, glitch. There's a similar related term, bug. Now, glitches and bugs in computer work sometimes are used interchangeably as terms. I don't see it that way. I see them as two distinctly different terms. When I was in college, my first programming language that I learned and used was Fortran. These programs ran on a mainframe. This was before microcomputers on the desktop or laptops existed. So we would write these big programs in Fortran, and we would provide them to the operators of the computer in a deck of cards, punch cards. When it was our turn, our deck would be read, and it would run through the computer, and then shortly thereafter, we would get a printout. When I wrote a new program in Fortran, I would submit it and then wait, anticipating success in this printout. Frequently, the printout showed complete failure. The program had failed. It locked up. There was a bug in it. So when I say there's a bug in a program, I see that as a big deal that causes the program to fail. I think in terms of a glitch in a program being something that's more intermittent, transient, and not catastrophic. You have a program that's working properly, but under certain circumstances, with certain kinds of input, you get a bizarre result. That's a glitch. It's fun to review that story because it just shows you how organic the English language is. It evolves over time, and there are a lot of people involved in changing it over time. There are a lot of Yiddish words embedded in English that are used every day. In future videos, we will review those. Now, you know the score here. I'm not going to give you a vocabulary list. We don't do lists of words. But I can tell you stories about these expressions, and I can include them into stories and discussions that we have. So back to the original question. Is there a glitch in one of the playlists? So when it comes to talking about a glitch on a playlist, we have to really be clear about what we're talking about. This playlist was produced on a computer. That is, footage was created with a video camera, and then with post-production, these videos were produced and assembled into the playlist. So a glitch could be a problem with computer function. Or we could go back to a previous use of the word glitch for an on-air slip-up or mistake. And the answer is sort of. That's the short answer. There's sort of a glitch. There's an inconsistency, but you have to be a little careful how you interpret that. The playlist in question is the playlist entitled Stories About the Mysterious Ben Harper. Now, in the stories about Bobby and his family and his dog, that is realism. Oscar the dog never flies. Everything in those stories is consistent with what we consider reality. There's nothing magical. There's nothing out of the ordinary. It's just the day-to-day that these characters experience. But with these stories about the mysterious Ben Harper, there are some magical elements. There are things that are not part of what we consider reality. Recall that Ben Harper isn't Ben Harper. He's a guy named Gilbert who was given an amulet, and he's not aging. So in this series of stories, there is an inconsistency as the stories exist right this minute. But these stories are going to continue. And what you might anticipate is that what appears to be an inconsistency now will resolve because of the story. Now, what kind of genre have I created with this? Is this magical realism? Is it fantasy? Is it sci-fi? Well, I would tell you that it's not sci-fi by any means. There's no science fiction involved. There are magical things happening. I can tell you that I am very influenced by the work of Gabriel Garcia Marquez, and he wrote magical realism. I'm also very influenced by the work of Kurt Vonnegut. And he wrote sci-fi or fantasy. Since I've discarded sci-fi as not being involved, I would submit that the series about Ben Harper and his previous identity, Gil, really straddle between magical realism and fantasy. At the moment, there's an inconsistency. As I said, at least one person has noticed it. If you go through the videos on that playlist, you will see it. It's there, hidden in plain sight. But this story isn't over. Not everything's been resolved. So if you stay tuned to future episodes, you'll see what happens with that inconsistency, what someone might think is a glitch. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.